If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 1124061.
720 WGN, that's Donny Hathaway.
I know
you know who wrote that song?
I should know, and I do know, but I can't think of it. It wasn't Donny Hathaway.
Actually. Leon Russell.
Yes. Yeah. And
who did the original version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the Carpenters did one, too. It's a great song.
Yes, they did.
It's a great song.
Yes, they did.
John Landecker here at 720 WGN with Steve Dale. And we've moved away from... You see, Steve is a Renaissance man. That's what I'm going to say here. Because he's a man about town. You never know where he's going to be, where he's going to show up. What opening, what play, what diner, what fantastic restaurant, where, what airplane is he on? What do they call those lounges that you're in?
It's called the United Club in my case.
The United Club. He's in the United Club.
I love that.
Well, yeah, but not everybody gets to go in there.
Well, if you pay for it, you can go in there.
Yeah,
or if you fly a ton, and then you don't pay quite as much, but you still have to pay.
I didn't realize you flew that much.
I'm very grateful to speak at conferences such all over the world.
Okay, so Donny Hathaway
doing
a song for you.
Yeah, so I love theater. I love promoting Chicago theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there happen to be, right now, three great shows in this city.
Okay.
They're absolutely terrific. And we heard a song from one of those shows. It's the story of Donny Hathaway. It's called Twisted Melody. It's from the Northlight Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's up at the Skokie Playhouse for the Performing Arts on Skokie Boulevard, kind of across from Old Orchard Shopping Center. This show, a one-man show, and the actor plays Donny Hathaway, and he is so good.
What's the story in this? What's the story arc?
So aside from the music, like music we've just heard.
Sure.
And a lot of people may not know the name Donny Hathaway, but when you hear the song,
I don't know about that. I think people know Donny Hathaway.
I hope so. And when you hear, and he had several hit songs.
Didn't he? Roberta Flack.
Right, right.
Let's say it together. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
obviously.
But there's a story here. He was a paranoid schizophrenic. And at that point in time, they just threw drugs at the problem,
mm-hmm.
which in many ways made the problem worse.
Right.
And he talks about his journey in all of that. So that is the story arc. And it ends very sad because I don't think I'm giving anything away.
Because it's based on his life.
Yeah. And he killed himself at he was like 41 at a very, very young
age. That's the way the play ends?
Sorry. Yeah. But it is so good. And they take us, and there's humor in this too, but they take us on this roller coaster ride, and he talks about Roberta Flack and such.
Where did they get the material from? Did he write a memoir or leave something behind or what?
So the author of the story, the guy who wrote the play,
mm-hmm.
Actually gained information from personal research,
but
also interviewing people in the family. And in fact, at the opening, they were there. And on my Sunday afternoon radio show, I interviewed Danita Hathaway, who now has, that's his daughter, his youngest daughter, who now has a nonprofit for individuals with mental illness, which is amazing.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is, it's a heavy show.
I would think so.
Yeah. And it's a one-man show, which may not be for every, I mean, it's a musical, but it's not like Oklahoma.
But
you know?
With a one-man show, he's portraying Donny Hathaway through various stages of something.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I would guess that during the course of the performance, he begins to become suicidal.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to give anything else away here because but it is a riveting show, and the singer whose name I'm trying to think of, Kelvin, it'll come to me, but he is just about as good as Donny Hathaway was.
Yeah, I bet he is.
And we heard Donny Hathaway.
Is there an orchestra? Or does he
No. He's just at the keyboard doing it.
Oh, wow.
And he sings a cappella just a little bit as well.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no small feat.
No. And he's acting. I mean, the arc of his as an ability as an actor, and you know a bit about acting.
Yeah,
I mean, he's playing as heavy as you can get with drama, a paranoid schizophrenic, and at other times he's telling kind of humorous stories about something in the music business, or talking about his relationship with Roberta Flack.
Wow. We're going to do some more theater with Steve Dale when we come back on 720 WGN.
There we go.
Thank you, Eddie. Yellow. Eddie Money.
Yep.
720 WGN, John Landecker along with Steve Dale. And we're not talking about animals right now, but Steve is informing us of some theater that he has seen recently in Chicago and is recommending.
Yeah. So Kelvin Rostin Jr. is the amazing actor who plays Donny Hathaway. I couldn't think of his name. I had to look it up. But he is incredible. Another show at the Goodman Theater, The Color Purple.
Oh, wow.
And
no
this
kidding.
Is a musical. And it has been a musical
Wait a
before.
Minute.
Yeah, it's a musical. It's been a musical on Broadway.
Talk about ruining a good story.
No. It's great.
Come on.
Cynthia Erivo was in it on Broadway,
I know. Okay. Let's turn The Color Purple into a musical.
No. The music is terrific.
Ugh.
I walked out. This is the truth.
Yeah.
I walk out of the theater, and there is a new publicist there at the Goodman. And she said, well, how did you enjoy the show? I just happened to see her. And I look up, and tears are streaming down.
Oh, my.
It is so powerful.
Well, I have to say, I think Bob Surratt and I share a general dislike of most musicals.
Well, this isn't like, I don't know, it's not My Fair Lady.
It's like, oh, we're out here, and I'm being abused in the bedroom, and then there's going to be a time when we're out in the fields together.
I don't recall
cotton,
that.
Sewing cotton. And
sewing cotton. I don't remember that song. Brittany Mack is so good as the lead. It's now appearing through August 3rd. It's at the Goodman Theater.
No, I know it's gotten great reviews, and it was a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just saw something, a preview of a show. That's why I was downtown anyhow.
Oh, you did just tonight?
Yeah.
He went to a preview.
A preview.
Yeah.
A press preview.
Mad about... Oh, it was a press preview.
Yeah.
Huh, somehow I must have misplaced my invitation.
Well, you couldn't have gone. You're here.
That's true.
Yeah. So the show is called 44 of the Musical. And it's about Barack Obama and the Obama presidency.
It's a musical?
Yes. And I will tell you, I don't know. I haven't seen the show. This was just the preview.
Wait
but the voices are amazing.
The preview is not the show?
No, it's just a press preview. It is to give us a taste of what it will be like.
Oh.
At the Studebaker Theater, August 23rd through September
21st. Well, what's the story? It's the story of his presidency?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And they sang some
Mitch
songs?
McConnell is in this. How can it be bad? Joe Biden is in it. Anyone related to that president. Of course, Michelle
Ambien,
Obama.
Ambien, oh, Ambien. You're my little friend. I'm sorry. What?
What was that song?
Ambien.
The Ambien, the drug?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check the news.
Yeah. So the show is putting you to sleep is what you're saying?
No. It has to do with Joe Biden.
Oh.
Okay. That's all I can say.
All right. We're going to hear about it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So it's a musical about Obama's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So he served two terms.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if this includes both terms or not. As I said, we just got a little taste
today.
What
kind of taste was it? What did they serve up?
They did give us some appetizers.
Okay.
But I loved what I heard.
Good.
The music is absolutely terrific, and the voices are great.
And this is all original music.
And and Barack Obama is very tall. I met him.
Are we talking the real Barack Obama, or were we talking...
I think the actor who played him is who I
met. Oh, I met the real Obama.
Was he also very tall?
He was very nice. This is long before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the same studio of a radio station, which I'm not going to mention now.
No.
And he got done with what he was going to do, and there were some pictures.
Was he senator at the time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Taking pictures, and I was having trouble with the phone. He made some crack about my age.
Really?
I said, hey, you want my vote or not?
Was he running for president at that
no,
point?
No, I was just quite? I was just pulling his chain.
Yeah.
So,
was he very tall?
Well, I got to look up. No, that's a line from that's a line from Leader of the Pack.
Yeah.
I don't recall him being exceedingly tall. No,
this Barack Obama is very tall.
Okay,
but he has an amazing voice. You'll hear more about it, but I will tell you, I was impressed with what I saw. One more show.
Now, wait a minute. When does this Barack Obama show open?
Oh, it opens on August 23rd. It runs through September 21st at the Studebaker Theater on South Michigan Avenue, which is a beautiful theater.
What's the name of this production?
Oh, 44.
Oh, that's right.
The Musical.
44, The Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the final show is another musical. Sorry about that.
You go to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, they're all, but I wouldn't be talking about any show that I didn't like right now.
Okay.
We happen to have all of these great shows in Chicago at this very moment.
Yes, indeed.
This one is called That's What Friends Are For.
Okay. I know the song. Is that what it's based on?
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah, so I thought so.
So there's a performer playing, mm-hmm. Gladys Knight.
Oh, really?
Yep. Dionne Warwick.
Uh-huh.
Who, by the way, is very much involved with the theater, the Black Ensemble Theater, which is where this is at.
Are we talking about the real Dionne Warwick?
Yeah. But the not as real Dionne Warwick, there's someone playing Dionne, mm-hmm. Gladys, and Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
Who are all, in real life, very good friends.
Yes, indeed they are.
Mm-hmm. So they come out as a more contemporary version of those three performers with the idea, the idea is that they're going to perform together again at some major venue. And they are reminiscing. And as they reminisce, younger versions of them come out perform some of their greatest hits. And they perform some of their greatest hits.
I see. That's a nice package.
And I will tell you, there isn't a song that any of us would not recognize, of course.
I'm sure if you're going to do their hits, they're doing the greatest hits.
Yeah, and there they are three of the greatest.
Yeah, yeah.
Who paved the way for so many other performers in so many different ways.
Who plays the Pips?
There are, this is true, there are some guys that come out.
Well, it's Gladys Knight and the
and
Pips.
And they're doing the Pips.
That's
right. Yeah. I bet you have talked to all three at some point.
I have never talked to a Pip, and I've not had the pleasure.
You've not talked to a Pip.
And I've never had the pleasure of talking to Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle. Oh, Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick.
Uh-oh.
I love Dionne Warwick. Mm-hmm. So, little Johnny Landecker is like a junior in high school in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I have an unbelievably cheap reel-to-reel tape recorder with really tiny reels on them and a microphone that looks like a spoon on a cord. I mean, it's really bad. And Dionne Warwick is making a personal appearance at Discount Records in downtown Ann Arbor. And little Johnny Landecker goes down there, and she talks to me. Yeah. And I've talked to her a couple of times since then. But
did she remember meeting you?
No.
No, but
I don't think so.
She strikes me as someone who doesn't take fools lightly, but someone who's very kind.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah.
I mean, here I am, you know, there's really, you know, she can probably tell this is not going to do anything to promote her career at all. This kid with this really horrible tape recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this show is at...
what are the Dionne Warwick songs they do?
I'll Never Love This Way Again.
Yeah.
That's What Friends Are For.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, don't quote me on this, I'm pretty sure she did Walk On By.
Good. Because those early Dionne Warwick tunes, that's where it's at.
The Bacharach David stuff was incredible.
The best.
And no one else could sing
it. If you see me walking down the street, I start to... Sam, sorry.
Cry. Yeah. Amazing. At the Black Ensemble Theater, that is in Uptown on Clark Street.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she helped design, Dion actually helped to design the theater, the real Dion.
Right.
Yeah.
Is she around here? Is she hanging out in Chicago at all?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, but Jackie Taylor, who runs that theater.
Oh, I know
theater,
Jackie Taylor.
Yeah, yeah, everybody yeah. does, it seems, right?
Right.
And she knows Ms. Warwick.
Well, okay then. I think we've...
exhausted everything.
Just about. Thank you for coming in and giving us the lowdown on the heat.
Do I have 30 seconds?
Sure.
So you had a question about, I'll go back to pets, whether you can give dogs water with ice cubes in
That's
it?
Not my question. It was a text.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to answer that Please it's do. Just fine. Yeah. If the dog is chewing on the ice cubes, just like they can crack our teeth, they can crack dog's teeth. Otherwise, no problem.
Well, I would think that... I don't think I've ever seen one of my dogs go after an ice cube and try to eat it.
Some dogs do, some yeah. dogs don't.
But they would. The ice cube would more probably melt in a reasonably short period of time, don't you think?
I don't know. All I know, same thing with
the opposed to dogs bobbing for ice cubes. I mean,
a new sport,
yeah.
perhaps. I don't know.
All right. Anything else?
Nothing else.
All right.
There's one Warwick song you missed.
Oh, there's a ton.
A lot of them.
There's a ton.
Alfie?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about, that song.
That's
this
what
girl's
it's all
in
about.
Love with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alfie, I will tell you, I don't know the number for sure, but something like 47 people recorded that song before her, including Cher.
I'm going to have to look up some Dionne Warwick songs because the ones that we mentioned are not.
Well, Alfie.
Are not my favorites.
So what is your favorite?
That's why I got to look it up because I can't remember exactly what they were. Walk On By is one of them.
Then Came
Prayer.
You.
No, that's too late. That's with the Spinners.
That's 75.
Yeah. I'm talking 64, 3.
Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Yes.
Say a Little Prayer.
Yeah.
She didn't want to record Do You Know the Way.
Anyway, I got to shut up.
Let's see. Stars That Never Were are pumping. No,
that's
our parking cars.
That's Do You Know the Way to San Jose.
Yeah, and pumping gas or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way. Thank you, Steve.
That's the way.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm going to make my way.